We finished the Gemara up to Omid Beis, and we had concluded that according to Rebbe Kiva, he paskins halacha lemaisa that the only thing that's a fruit is the avion. Since the only thing is a fruit is considered to be the avion, so Rebbe Kiva says you do maisers only on that halacha lemaisa. And since that's the only thing you do maisers on, that's the din according to Rebbe Kiva. So we pointed out that orlo is a pasuk in Chumash, which is an Isser in Eretz Yisrael. And the question is, what is its status in Chutz Lartz? So let's take a look at the packet on Lamed Vav Amid Beis and Maseches Kedushin. Actually, it's Lamed Ches Amid Beis and Maseches Kedushin. Rashi says that our whole Gemara here is going like the Mandamar Orla B'chutzus Medivrei Sofrim Hi, which means Hilchasa Medina. And that fits with the Gemara, because the Gemara says they're going like Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda is the Baal Membra in our Gemara. That's what the Slach says. Rashi says we're going like Rav Yehuda, because the Gemara says Rav Yehuda Marav. Therefore we say that we're machmer chutzlarts b'orla more than in Meiser. Because orla in chutzlar in Eretz Yisrael is diraisa. Follows that if Orla and Chutzlartz was Halacha Moshe Mesinai, the Gemara should have said that we should be Machmir because it's Halacha Moshe Mesinai. Mashen came by Meiser, which is only the Rabbanan. The Gemara didn't say that. So since the Gemara didn't say that, it seems like the Gemara is holding that it's very clear, says the Slach, that our Gemara is going like the Mandomer that holds it's the Rabbanan. Again, Rashi says the Gemara is going like Rav Yehuda because the Gemara is very clear going like Rav Yehuda, because it says the reason why we're machmer ba'orla more than Meiser is orla in Eretz Yisrael is also midiraisa. And Meiser Elon in Eretz Yisrael is the Rabbana. Remember we said that? Now if orla lemaisa and chutzlarts was halach lemoshe misinai, then it wouldn't have made a difference. The Gemara should have said beferish, Orla and Chutz Lartz is more machmir, and therefore Orla and Chutz Lartz halacha moshe misinai, whereas Mais is only midrabanan, and therefore also the Baal HaMemra here has reviewed himself. So there's good reason to say that our Gemara is going according to the Man Dama holds the Rabbanan, and that's what the Slach writes beferish, and that's what Rashi is driving at. So let's see the Gemara here. And we have to see. Go ahead. Let's see Beferish inside. Go ahead, Usher. Okay. Let's read the Gemara. Go ahead.
It's not
that's a Mishnah in where? Maseches Orla. Go ahead. Kaddish is the first year of the five grains. Go ahead. B'chol what?
B'chol makom.
Period. In any place in the planet Earth, there's an Isser what? There's an Isser of Kaddish. Go ahead. Orla is halacha, and kilayim meaning grapes and wheat is midrabanan. Divrei sofrim means midrabanan. Go ahead.
My halacha. What is this halacha that you're talking about regarding Orla? Rabbi Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Rabbi Yehuda says Hilchasa Medina.
That means midrabanan. Excellent. Go ahead.
Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Ula Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Ula says the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Halacha L'Moshe.
Ula says the name Rabbi Yochanan, halacha l'moshe misinai. So it's either the Rabbanan or the Yeraisa. Go ahead.
Amalei Ula le Rabbi Yehuda. Ula says the Rabbi Yehuda. Rishlomo le Didi. It makes sense according to my opinion. De amina halacha l'moshe misinai. That I would say halacha l'moshe misinai. I knew de shanei lam bein safek ola le safek kalai.
That's why there's a distinction between safek ola and safek kalai. How? This nan says in the Mishnah in Orla.
It's not. Safek Orla.
As long as you don't see which what he took from an Orla one or a older one, which would make it mutter. That's the way Rashi says it, Lamaisa, over here by Brachas, in Mesechus Brachas. That's the way Rashi described it. However, Rashi Kiddushin says a little bit different, Lamaisa. Okay, so I want you to note that Rashi Kiddushin's Masber a little bit differently. He says that maybe Lamaisa, the tree, Bichlal, was not considered to be oral at all. Okay? Rashi Kiddushin says, Savikor Shema Avrolev Shalosh Shanim. Right? Maybe 3 years have passed, and it's not considered to be oral at all. Okay? So that's one possibility. Well, that's another possibility that Rashi says. What'd you say? Right. We don't know if it's what year it's in. Okay? We don't know what year it's in. And that's what Rashi's saying, the Pharisees. We don't know what year it's in. Okay? Rashi says, Yored Yisrov, Alokeach, Minovichav, Malokeit, Mipardesh, Sheshbo Netios, Yaldos, Viskenos, Yisrov Yodea, Shehu Nichnasham, Malokeit, Lechachilim. Right? So, Lamaisa, Rashi says, by us in Brachas, that Kutzlarts is Mutter, that you know, the buyer knows in the orchard there are some things that are oral and some that are not oral. And it's Mutter to buy from those Peiros, even though it's possible it came from Orla. What's in Mashma from our Rashi? It's Mashma from our Rashi that if you know that it's an orchard solely of what? Solely of Orla, what's the din? It would be usher to buy from those types of fields. Okay? I want you to get that down. That's what Mashma from Rashi and Brachas. Rashi by us is Mashma that if it all be Orla things, it would be usher no matter what. But the Meiri, and the Shidim Gubetzis in Brachas, the Meiri, the Ramasko Sovit, Shidim Gubetzis, the Ramasko Bilvad, and Amud Bey says, even if you go into a situation where there's an orchard and you see there are peros that are gathered, and all the peros there are orla, it's still mutter. Why? Because they still might have come from where? They still might have come from another place. So I want you to get that Miri and the Shidim Gubetzis down. Okay? So Rashi said it was an orchard where there was what? Orla things and non-orla things, older things. And therefore, it's mutter, because you don't know which one it came from. Miri and the Shidim Gubetzis say, even if you know it's all orla saplings, but it's possible it still came from somewhere else, it's still considered to be mutter, halacha l'maisa. Okay? So therefore, l'maisa, we assume that that's the Miri and the Shidim Gubetzis. Now, Rashi Kiddushin says, Lamaisa, maybe what? Maybe Lamaisa, the 3 years have passed, and they're talking about, you just don't know at all, Lamaisa, what exists there at all, halacha Lamaisa. See, Rashi has two pshatim there. See, Rashi, the Ramasko, Haini, the Shonilon, in Kiddushin, Chomer, Safik, Orla, Misafik, Hilayim. Savik Orla, Savik Avru Shalashanim, Inami, Pardesh Yeshbo Natius Orla, Vashar Natius, Lakat of Kamina Paris, Venya Dumehechem. The second shot of Rashi in Kiddushin is like you said in Brachas. But the first shot is different. You just don't know if 3 years have passed. Okay, so we got that? So the three different shotim, how we're touching this up when it says this din, halachal amaisa. Okay? That's what we're saying, this din. Okay, so go ahead, Asher. So what's the difference? V'ilu gabi kilai. Read again. Amar li ulu Rav Yudah.
Bishlama. Bishlama le didi. It makes sense according to me. D'amina halacha Moshe Mishina. And I would think halacha Moshe Mishina. Ani mishanelon bein safek orla safek kolai. That's why we made the differentiation between safek orla and safek kolai. It is not. As we learned in a verse. Safek orla.
It's a Mishnah. It's not. It's a Mishnah. Right? It's not a Mishnah. Safek orla.
Safek orla be eretz aser. So if you have a safek orla in Eretz Yisrael, it's aser. B'suria mutter. B'suria it's mutter. B'chutz la'aretz. B'chutz la'aretz. Yor v'lokeach. You can have some Gentile go down and take it. V'vash la'yir n'lokeach.
As long as a Jew doesn't know where he took it from. Go ahead. V'ilu gabi kilayim.
If it's regarding kilayim, regarding the vineyard, it's not top. Kerem v'lokeach yark. Vineyard which you planted a vegetable. The yard nimchar chusalim, and a vegetable is being sold outside of it. The arts mutter, in Eretz Yisrael it's mutter. The Suria mutter, in Syria it's mutter. The chutz arts, yard veloki. In chutz arts, you can go down and take it. The vashala yukut biyad, a little bit, shala yukut biyad.
What does that mean?
As long as you don't.
You know for sure it's kilai kerem. You just can't pluck it with your hand, but you're allowed to take it. That's much more of a kula. Yes? That the Rabbanan that they had by Kilai Kerem, even though you know for sure it's Kilai Kerem, you're allowed to what? The Rabbanan are allowed to do as long as you don't pluck it. So the Gemara says, if you hold that Orlin Chutzlarts is what, D'Iraisa, then you understand why it's more Chomer than the Kilai Kerem, which is only the Rabbanan. Right? But if you hold it on the same level, Ella, go ahead.
Ella Lidikha, according to you, who says that it is...
That it's the Rabbanan, that means both Kilayim and Orl are the Rabbanan. Go ahead. Teach them on the same level. Either you can go down and have the guy, what? Buy it from him and don't look at him, take it. Oh, what? Or you can yourself go down and what? And you can't pick it beyond, but at least have him pick it for you. So if they're both on the what, they're both the Rabbanan, they should be on the both the same level. So it's a great kasha. So what's Gemara's answer? Go ahead. One sec. Noam, go ahead.
Shmuel had said to Rav Anan, to me it should teach.
In a Hanami, switch the Mishnah, insert the Mishnah. Okay. If you hold that as the Rabbanan, then you'll have to fix the Mishnah that they're both on the same level. Either they both go down, and Lamais they have to buy it, make sure they don't look with the guy when the guy took it, or Lamais they can actually go down and actually tell the guy to take it, Lamaisa, but they just can't pluck it with their hand, and they know exactly what it is, and therefore the only problem with this is, I really don't have a good answer for it, but the Bir Agra in the bottom of Shulchan Aruch asks, why would it be called Suffolk? You following me, Gabriel? If you know for sure what it is. If you say Zevze Yorin Veloket, that means you know what it is. You just can't pluck it with your hand. If you know what it is, why would it be called a Suffolk? That's the Gon's Kasha. I don't have an answer for it. Because the Mishnah called that a Suffolk, didn't it? That's what we're talking about. Right? In Aram Naharaim, which is what? Tzuria, there's one level of Suffolk, and then there are even more Mekel and Chutzlarts. But why call that Suffolk? You know, so maybe my response is it didn't call that case Suffolk, you know? It only called the case of what? It only called that case of Tzuria what? It said, it does call it what? In the Mishnah, it does say, or a Suffolk roll of arts, arts of a Tzuria mutu, chutzlar atyorvi lokeach. So maybe the last case is saying that it's not a case of what? I don't know. It called it Suffolk, though. The Mishnah called it Suffolk. The Mishnah did call it Suffolk. So it's a very, 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 it's a great kasha. But the din is we have clear. Yes, Noam, go ahead.
So, like, extending on that point, on that kasha, what's the svara behind following the goy there and telling him, pick this? You know,
because the whole thing is the Rabbanan. So the Rabbanan make up their own rules. That's called Hey Mamru Vehey Mamru. The Rabbanan created the category.
The
svara is that they asserted it, but they may have built-in kulas. They can create their own category. And the svar is that if you get in the habit, maybe of plucking it, maybe you'll end up doing that in Eretz Yisrael. So there's some type of hecker that you'll be able to remember that, you know what, this is different than Eretz Yisrael. Okay? It's a good kasha, that's what you have to say. All right, we got that so far? So Rashi says in our Gemara that what? Rashi says our Gemara is going according to review to hold all things to Rabbanan. Viter now. Go ahead, Rashi. You're doing a great job. Go ahead.
Mar
Breder Avna.
So he
learned it Lakula. He went the second approach. Go ahead. Exactly. He liked going the second approach, and therefore, even though, like Noam said, it's the Rabbanan, you know for sure it is. As long as you don't pluck with your hand, it's fine. Go ahead. Arioch. That was a nickname for Shmuel because he was the Bakin Dinimominus, is like a king. Arya was like the king. Whatever he says, Dini Mamanos goes. Go ahead.
Arya, Suffolkly.
What's Suffolkly?
I doubt.
No, he made it into a doubt, right? He created his own doubt by the Paris, Suffolk Paris, by Orla. Go ahead. And I ate it. So remember we said that Suffolk, Orla, you can even create your own Suffolk. Remember we said that's different than what, Surya? Go ahead. They would swap Paris. No one knew what year their fruit was given to them was. No problem. You can create Lechachila Suffolk. Go ahead. No, Amrei Harif is a new din now. Go ahead. Amrei Harifi de Pupanisa, the sharp ones of Pupanisa. The sharp ones of Pupanisa were Afin Avimi Bnei Rechava Pupanisa. Go ahead.
Amrei Harifi de Pupanisa, in Orla Bechutz LaAretz,
They claim ain orl b'chutzlarts. There's no orl in chutzlarts at all. Tremendous chiddush. Up till now, we said it's either the Araisa Lachem or Shusinei Drabana or nothing. That's a tremendous chiddush. Go ahead. Rav Yehuda said in the presence of Rabbi Yochanan that this is what they were. This is what was said. Go ahead. Shalach leis Rabbi Yochanan sent back. He said, "You better conceal that halacha that Safik Oral is mutter. I don't want people abusing that din. Okay, I'm not comfortable with it, and therefore conceal the din." Go ahead.
The
Avad Vadai and destroy the Vadai Oral in Chutz Lawrence. Go ahead. And I want you to announce on the people that are abusing this din and not following the people that are makel when it comes to what? Orla, I want you to require them to do gneiza, lemaisa. Now, is it gneiza on all their fruit? Or was it just on the fruit of what? The fruit of Suffolk Orla. You get the impression it was at least the fruit of the Suffolk Orla that they were behooved to put away. No? Yeah, probably I would agree with you. So therefore, we're talking about the fruit, the tunim, gutniza, those suffic fruit, and what else did he conclude with? The suffic fruit, he said, I want you to hide away, I don't want you using those dinim. Go ahead. And then he said a curse, God forbid, that someone who says that there's no orla chutzla will not have grandkids and great-grandkids. Nin is a great-grandkid, nechet is a grandkid. It was like a klala. Okay, go ahead, Viter. Quotes a pasuk. That's the pasuk that says lamaisa, throw a rope in the cast in the Kal Hashem. Okay, so he was very upset at the shita. Nonetheless, it was a shita. Go ahead.
The inhu.
Who
are they holding?
Who are they holding like this shita? Go ahead.
They're holding like it said in Bryce. Rabbi Elazar bar Yosi, Amar Mishum Rabbi Yosi ben Sha'amar Mishum Rabbi Yossi Haglili, Sha'amar Mishum Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri, Sha'amar Mishum Rabbi Eliezer Agadol. So they're quoting.
Go ahead. Yes.
Rabbi Eliezer Agadol. Ain orla b'chutz.
Oh, he says ain orla b'chutz lartz. Go ahead. Below.
Below is it's not so, but not it's not. We had taught Rabbi Eliezer. Amar Rabbi Eliezer says afachadish
time. Well, afachadish. Period. What's afachadish mean? Rabbi Lazar is not quoted in the Mishnah over there, but when we started today, Rabbi Lazar adds on Chadash. What's Af Chadash mean? Af means even. I include everything else before. That means Rabbi Lazar himself asked Oral B'chutz Lartz. Steer in Rabbi Lazar. Yes? What's the answer? No. What's the answer? Tani, what? Chadash. Take out the word Af. So they're arguing on two things. What are the two things they're arguing? Orla and Kilai Kerem are like what? Orla and Kilai Kerem are what? Are Noeg in Eretz Israel, and they're not Noeg in Chutz Lartz. But Chadash is Noeg in Chutz Lartz because it says Moshav. So you have a double machlaikis. Yeah, Tani means take out the word Af. That Orla, in his opinion, was not existed in Chutz Lartz. He didn't say, only said Chadash exists in Chutz Lartz. But not Orla and not Kilai Kerem. You got me? If you take out the word Af, he was only commenting on Chadash. What'd you say?
He didn't take out the word Af.
No, we take it out. Tani means insert. Read it differently, just like Tani meant earlier. Nate, the second line on the top. Tani is always insert. Read it like that. Take out the word Af. So Rabbi Elazar was only commenting on Chadash. Chadash isn't all over the planet Earth. But Orla and Kilai Kerem does not exist in Chutz Lartz. So that's his shita. Go ahead. Everyone got that? So it's a double machlokes. Everyone understand why I say it's a double machlokes? Yes. Well, does Orla exist in Orla and Kilai Kerem? Does it exist in Chutz Lartz? According to Belazar, it does not. According to the Tanakhama, it what? It does. That's number one. Number two, does Chadash apply in Chutz Lartz? Tanakhama says no, and Rabbi Elazar says it does. You got it? They're flipped. Okay? That's how you read it. And that's what Nate's pointing out. Tani means insert. Okay, finish the Gemara. Tani means insert and teach like this. Okay? Go ahead. Amar Rav Asi.
Amar Rabbi Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Orla v'chutz Lartz, halacha l'mashmasinai.
Orla v'chutz Lartz, halacha l'mashmasinai. Go ahead.
Amar Rav Asi.
Batanan, we learned in the Mishnah. Yeah, to change it, it says on the side, Vatanan, because we learned it's a Mishnah. Go ahead. What's going on? What's the kasha? If it's a lacha moshe misina, we have a famous klal, right? Safik diraisa lachumra. If safik diraisa lachumra, why is it safik mutter? It's a great kasha. Go ahead. We skip the parentheses. What's the answer? He was quiet for 1 hour. Go ahead. Amalei. Amalei ema kach nemar. This was the prescription, the formulation of lacha moshe misinai. Go ahead.
Sveika mutter vada asr.
Excellent. Correct. Sveika mutter vada asr. You got it? That is the chiddush. Sveika mutter vada asr. Okay? Now, I didn't mean you had a shinoresi. I didn't mean you should erase it. Come on. But let's just get it. There's a famous cloud in Shas and in Poskim. Safek diraisa lachumra. Any type you have a din diraisa, what's the din? I'm not sure whether I did it or not. I ate bread, I was fully satiated. Did I bench or not? I have to bench again. Halacha l'maisa. Any type you have a safek isser, is this ham or not? Don't eat it. You should be machmir. Safek diraisa lachumra. That is the din. Now, when I say lachumra, what does that mean? So the Rashba means, it means midiraisa. Hashem told me that I have to be machmir. Midiraisa lachumra. Please get it. That is the Rashba shita. Where is the makor for that? The Sefer Haredim says, Ubacharta b'chayim. Sefer Haredim was one of the great gedolei achronim who wrote his own Sefer HaMitzvos. You know, like many of you showed me our Sefer HaMitzvos, the Rambam has his own list, the Chinuch has his own list, the Baha'i, the Sefer Haredim also had his own mitzvahs. And the Sefer Haredim says the makor of this Rashba is from the Sefer Dvarim at the end of the Torah Kedusha, where it says, Ubacharta b'chayim. What does Ubacharta b'chayim mean? Choose life. If someone has a medical issue, you go to a doctor. If you have a spiritual issue, you be machmir. And do it. Or don't eat it. This is what the Sefer Haredim says. So midiraisa, the Rashba says, you must be machmir. That's what Hashem says. That's classically the way we posit. No, the Sefer HaHaredim is giving the makor of the Rashba. The makor of the Rashba. Ubacharta b'chayim. Choose life. That's what it means. You got it? However, the Rambam argues. I'm going to put this as one. Okay? The Rambam, we're going to see inside. The Rambam writes the following. The Rambam writes, Safik diraisa midrabana l'chumra. Only midrabana is in l'chumra. What does that imply? That midiraisa, could I be mekel?
Yes.
Right? You know what? I'll write it like this. Safik diraisa midiraisa l'kula and midrabana l'chumra. Okay? This is a very fundamental machlokas. The Rambam argues, and the Rambam says, on a subject derises me deraisa, lakula min rabbanon chum. On a deraisa level, you can be makel. What is the makor of this Rambam? The Rambam himself writes in the Chuvas. Rambam wrote Chuvas too. It says in Kedushin, and the Chayim Gimel Amar Aleph, lo yavo mamzer makal Hashem. Vadai mamzer asra Torah. Suffolk mamzer is what? Is mutter min haTorah. Rambam himself gives his own makor. Mamzer vadai asra Torah. Mamzer suffolk mutter min haTorah. Just min rabbanon, we are machmer. So the Ron asks here in Kedushin, okay? The Ron asks here in Kedushin. He says, why do you need a halacha l'moshe Sinai to tell me that Suffolk, Orland, Hutzlarch, Mutter, isn't that the Rambam's general Shita? The Rambam's general Shita is that Suffolk Midiraisis, Midiraisis Lakula anyway, and a Diraisis love. So why do you need the Halacha Moshe Sinai? If you hold like the Rashba, that Suffolk Midiraisis is what? Midiraisa, normally Lachumra, that's why I need a special Halacha Moshe Sinai to tell me that what? Suffolk, Orland, Hutzlarch is what? Is Mutter. But if I generally hold like the Rambam that Suffolk Dresden Raisa Lakula and only the Rabbanah Lachumra, then why do you need a Suffolk Halacha Moshe Mishnah to tell me it's Mutter? Of course it's always Mutter. Any Suffolk is Mutter. That's the Ron's Kasha on the Rambam. You got that, Sam? That is the Kasha Ron asks on the Rambam. Yes, Dave?
You can't say that the Rambam is getting it from our Gemara, right?
No. No, he doesn't use it. He himself says it. And second of all, even though you're right, Halacha Moshe Mishnah Diraisa, but you want it to come from a pasuk. Remember, since there are five avenues to learn Diraisa? You want it to come from a pasuk, which this does. Mom's your father. It's a good thought what you're saying, but the Rambam doesn't say that. We know what the Rambam says. You got the kasha? Okay. Let's now look at the third page, Lamaisa. Yes, go ahead. Tumas Mace. Guys, let's turn to Tumas. Yes, go ahead, Gavriel. Go ahead. We paskin like the mandamar or the bechutzarot is halacha moshe mishinai. We don't go like the mandamar that it's the rabbanah. And part of the halacha moshe mishinai is what? That suffix mutter. We just learned it, right? So what's going on here? Rambam writes black on white that we paskin or the bechutzarot is halacha moshe mishinai. Okay, he paskin, we paskin like that mandamar. Did anyone bring their Rambam? I forgot to bring it. The Rambam says in Perek Yud halacha Yud, in Machalas Asuras. He says, Beferish, that Oral and Chutzrat is Halacha Moshe Mishinai. No, does anyone have the Rambam? Okay, in Kedusha? Okay, but that's what he says. Yud, Yud, you'll look it up. The Rambam says, Beferish, it's Halacha Moshe Mishinai. So the Ron's cash is, why do you need to tell me that a Suffolk, Oral and Chutzrat is Halacha Moshe Mishinai, that's part, that's just the Rambam's general sheet. Yes, Sam? Yes, the Gemara says it. You can't argue on the Gemara. You tell me why the Rashba fits. Because the Rashba normally says on a Suffolk D'Oraisa, what's the din? Comes the Halacha Moshe Mishinai and tells me this is special. Suffolk Orla is special. I'm glad you asked me that. That's exactly what we said before. Yes? That's why you need it. The Kasha is not a Kasha according to the Rashba. It's only a Kasha according to the Rambam. You got this? Yes.
Why can you say that the Rambam—that's where he's learning it out from the fact that—that's
what Nate suggested. Because we have on writing that the Rambam wrote himself that it comes from Mamzer, Lo Yavo Mamzer Bekal Hashem Vaday Mamzer from a Sovik Mamzer. Plus the fact I said you want it to come from a pasuk, not from a halacha Moshe Mishinai to expand. Even though you're right, they're all diraisas. You're right, but it's better to have it come from a pasuk that's the din. But it begs the question. Rambam writes Beferish what his makar is. He writes Mam Zervada. Yes, Nate.
The Rashba argument is Gemara. Is this
your Rashba Gemara? Rashba fits like a glove. No. The Kash is on the Rambam, Nate. The Ron is asking on the Rambam. What is the Kash on the Rambam? That any Suffolk derises anyway midiraisa mutter. So you don't need the Halacha Moshe Mishinai to tell me that Suffolk Orla is mutter. There's no need to have it. According to the Rashba, there's a need to have it because it should be usher.
Right. So
that's why the Ron's asking on the Rambam. The Rashba fits beautifully.
How does the Rashba fit?
Again, the Rambam and the Rashba have a general machlokes about any Suri derises. Orla specifically has a Halacha Moshe Mishinai that tells me that Suffolk Orla in Chutz La'aretz is Mutter. Yes? Why do you need that Halacha Moshe Mishinai? Because according to the Rashba, any Suffolk D'Oraisa should be Usser. That's why the Halacha Moshe Mishinai comes to tell me it's Mutter. But according to the Rambam, it's unnecessary.
I'm not saying just by Orla, this is the case.
Only by Orla, yes. Only by Orla, correct. We're only talking about Orla. Not every Suffolk Halacha Moshe. Every Suffolk Halacha Moshe is Machmer. Suffolk Dereis, like Sam said. It's a special din by Orla. You got that? That is the Ran's Kasha on the Rambam. Now let's see the Rambam inside. So you guys remember this the rest of your lives. You got to know this. There's three places in the Rambam. I gave you two of the three. Go ahead, Asher. Let's go to the next page. Skip another page. We'll go back to that. The Rambam. Hilchos, go ahead. Tumas Meis. Go ahead.
Dabar Yedua. It's a no matter. Shepo Elu HaTumas Ukiyotze Ben. That all these tumas and all their similar
Yisurim.
Shehen Mishim Safek. That if there's a Safek, Harahem Shal Dibre. It's regarding...
They are Derabanan. What do you mean they are Derabanan? They are Usher only what? Midrabanan, that's the sheet I wrote on the board, Akiva, yes? Go ahead, the ain what? It's only Tomei and Aser, it's Vadai. Go ahead, Ava what?
Regarding all of these Aserim,
all Savik the arises only Aser Midrabanan. Divrei Sofrim, like Nate says, Drabanan. Kimo? But then he writes a line, which I didn't write on the board, but I'll write it so I'll emphasize it. Go ahead. But something that you're chayiv karis for,
those are
asur min haTorah, I agree to. Shaharei? Because you're chayiv in asham talui, kemoshi biyarnu b'hilchos shkagas. Now what does that mean? So the Rambam makes an exception to the rule. What does the Rambam say? That if it's a chiyuv kares, let me write it under two. If it's a chiyuv kares, what's the din? Then the Rambam holds that it's aser suffik midiraisa is what? Is aser midiraisa lechum? Correct. Now what's the example of kares? Give me an example of kares. Chametz on Pesach, being Mechal Shabbos, Boil Anita. So didn't he say Arayos before? No? Isn't that difficult? Didn't he gave you examples of what? Shabbos too. So you're going to have to say Shabbos, he means Tchumen, like a lav, where there is no Karis. And when he said Arayos, what do you have to say he's referring to, Gavriel? A Kohen with a Grusha, where it's only a lav, or a Kohen Gadol with an Amana. It's a little bit difficult, but that's what you have to say. If it's a chiyuv kares, the Rambam agrees to the Rashba that something derises midrais l'chumra. But what I'm saying to you, look back at Kiva inside when he said bein barayas v'shabasos. There he was just saying that it's only asur midrabanan. So what do you mean when you meant arayas? You have to say a coin with a grusha. You have to say Shabbos meant what? Tchumin, which is not one of the lamed tes malach. It was only a laf or machamir when you lead the animal. You got what I'm saying? Read the Ravid. Go ahead. Amar Avram, whenever the Rabbi Avram ben David, always starts Amar Avram, Aleph Aleph. Go ahead.
Avram says, Zeh Shibush Gadol.
This is a big mistake. Shibush means a mistake. He says the Rambam is totally wrong. Go ahead. Bey Gimel and Bey Shabbos Lamadalav Sham Nisman, and there lists off all the Murmakimus, and I looked up Tmurim when I'm in my office today. It's Lamad Gimel of a Beis. I was right yesterday. So the Mishnah Eilan and Nisraf is Lamad Gimel of a Beis, not Lamadalav. Go ahead. Yes, there are Svekas, there are some Derisa, some Derabanan. Some Derisa Lechumra, some Derabanan Lekula. Go ahead. And this is a Svek Derisa. Aval.
Perhaps you're saying it regarding a suffix
sefik. That filu what? Meaning the Ravid says you got it all wrong, Rabbi. If you want to tell me a suffix is mutter, what type of suffix is mutter? Sveik sveika, double doubt. That's mutter. But a suffix derisa is mi derisa l'chumra. Suffix derabanan is l'kula. A double doubt is mutter. What's the makor for that? Ksubas tesem and aleph. You know the example of a double doubt? A guy marries a woman. 12 months he used to wait between Kedushin and Nisuin. Then he has Nisuin, he's living with her, he says, you were a Ba'ula. Is she mutter to him or not? He says, Pesach Asua. We don't believe him. She's mutter to him. It's a double doubt. Number one, when was she Mazana? If she was Mazana after they were, since she's Asur to him, she was Mazana before she's mutter. 50-50. But within the 50 that she's Asur, maybe she was raped. And she still would be mutter. 50 plus 25 is what? 75. 75 points leheter, 25 points leisser. Rashba says it's mutter. Sveikzeik is mutter mitam rov. That's what the Rashba writes. You got that clear? Yes. When a guy says that he was pesa pasuach, right? When he says pesa pasuach means that she was with another man. He is not believed. Why is he not believed? Sveik? Sveiker. Sveik? Sveiker. Here we go. Tachtav? Eino Tachtav. If she was with another man before Erison, she's mutter to her husband. She won't get 200, she'll get 100 for a ksub. If she was after Erison, then she's usher to her husband, unless what?
She's onus.
Onus or rutzah? This is 50%, this is 25%. And this is 50, right? So this direction is 50% lakula plus the 25 here is 75 to 25. That's why a sveik is mutter, says the Rashba. Rashba says the theory why a sveika is mutter is mitam rov. Rov possibility is that she's okay. This is the Rashba, and the Ravid says that's the only time that a suffik midiraisa will be mutter, if it's a double doubt. But if it's one doubt, the Rashba and the Ravid say it's usher midiraisa. A suffik the Rabbanan, everyone agrees is what? What is a suffik? A suffik and a din the Rabbanan. What's the din? Suffik and a din the Rabbanan. What's the din? Suffik the Rabbanan, excellent, is lakula. This is the Rambam in Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Tes and Hilchos Tumas Beis. We got this? Okay? That is the Chiddush. Yes, Jacob.
Where's the
Ksubis Tesam and Aleph. That when a man says Pesach Pasuach Matzati, he is not believed. So the Rashba says, you got it all wrong, Rambam. I'll tell you what's mutter. A sveik is mutter. But a Savik Diraisa on its own is Machmir, Midiraisa. A Savik Dirabanan is Lakula. Don't tell me, Rambam, that Savik Dirais is Midirais Lakula Midirabanan Lachumra. You know, I didn't say, what will they say to the Rambam's marker about Mamzer? That's a special din by Mamzer. Everyone else, it's what? What will the Rashba say to the marker of the Rambam about Mamzer? Not that it's a bininav. What's a bininav? You take a din and it's an exemption for everything else. No, it's a special din here. Everywhere else, it's going to be what? It's going to be us, sir. Correct. Question is how you use the makor. Yes, Akiva.
So Rashba and Rabbi hold that if it was just a subject they're right.
It's midiraisa lechumra. Mina Torah. Hashem said you must be machmir.
Okay.
The Rambam says midiraisa lekula midirabanan lechumra. But on an issu the rabbanan on something evidently something rabbanan lekula. Okay? Yes, Gavir.
How does the Rambam hold by steak? Does he even need steak anyway?
You tell me. The Rambam will say by a sveik and the Rabbanan we're not machmir. Again, on one sveik rice and rice and lakula mid Rabbanan lakula. But if the sveik and the Rabbanan weren't machmir, it's a good kashi, yes, but that's how the Rambam will finish it up. You got me? Get that in. Yes, because what's the Rambam shita by one sveik? Sveik rice and rice and lakula mid Rabbanan lakula, but in the sveik the Rabbanan weren't machmir. So it's completely mutter. You got it? Write it down so you remember it. That's how you finish it up according to the Rama. Very good kasha. Okay, we got this chlor? Okay. Let's see the other Rama. Go ahead, quickly, Usher. Go ahead, let's go next one. Pirik Yud, you guys got to know this. I want you to know. Someone asked you, oh, where's the Rama Sheet? I don't know. What do you mean you don't know? We just told you two places. Yud Beis, what is it? Tes Yud Beis in Tumas Beis. See, I already forgot. Tes Yud Beis in Tumas Meis, and in Kilayim Perek Yud Chav Zayin. Go ahead.
Beged Semer She'aved Bo Chut Shel Pishtan.
If you have a woolen cloth that you lost a string of linen in it, go oh.
Beged Pishtan She'aved Lo Chut Shel Tzemer.
Or you have a linen cloth that you lost what? Some woolen string in it. We know that makes up shotness. Usser. Go ahead. Don't sell it to a goy if you're a Jew. Shema? Because that goy might turn around and sell it to another Jew. Go ahead. And don't make a saddle out of it to a donkey. A donkey's an animal. He doesn't have to observe kilayim. Go ahead, Shema. Maybe another guy will find this what saddle, rip it off the what? Rip it off the camel or the donkey and wear it himself. Go ahead. You don't know where the kilayim is. Go ahead.
So how do you fix it?
How do you fix it?
So
diet. Go ahead. They won't end up being the same color. And then you'll find it. Go ahead, miyad. You'll be able to find it and remove it. Go ahead. Shomto means remove it here. Go ahead, Vim. It's mutter. Go ahead. Because maybe the string fell out. Shaharei. You checked and couldn't find it. Go ahead. And I already said to you in Ilchos Bias Asuri Bia.
Therefore, we can be mako on this side.
But all these svekas, what? All these svekas are what? Savik diraisa is what? Savik diraisa is min rabbanu lechumra, right? But in the case of a what? In the case of a safek lamaisa, savik derabbanu lekula. If it's a savik, if it's an issur derabbanan, we're mako. And if it's a savik, if it's an issur diraisa, what's the din? What's the din if it's a savik issur diraisa? According to the Rama. Midiraisa lekula min rabbanu lechumra. What happens if a savik derabbanan? Everyone agrees savik derabbanu lekula and an issur derabbanan. Read the Raivin. Go ahead. You're right, Rambam. All the svekas are not diraisa. Miu. If it's a savik and an issur diraisa, we're machmir. Yeah, and what does the Rambam say here? Oh, all, everything you can lump together. Because every Savik D'Oraisa, at the end of the day, is Midraisa Kula and only us or what? Only us and Midrabanan, right? And then a Savik D'Rabanan Lamaisa and this Rabanan, it's going to be Mekel anyway. So either you're going to end up saying something's what? Something's us or Midrabanan only, or it's Mutter Lagamri if it's Anis and Rabanan. The Ravitz is not true. A Savik and Anis and D'Oraisa is Midraisa us. And therefore, the Ravid again argues on the Rambam. Okay? We got this, a famous sheet. Okay. So how are we going to answer this kasha of the Ran? Let's go to the next page. The Ran asked on the Rambam. He asks right here. We don't have time to read it inside. Okay? But basically, the Ran asked the kasha. The Ran asked, what does he say? What does the Ran ask? Why you need a lachlan mishum yisina to tell me savik's mutter when the Rambam says any savik is sidraisa midraisa anyways mutter? Because of this kasha, do you know what the Ran says? Who's right? The Rashba is right, correct. That he proves from his kasha that the Ram is wrong and the Rashba is right, and that's the way we pass it. The question is, if you hold something halacha moshav Sinai by oral is mutter, why do you need that? Ram anyway says it's mutter. Any suffix derives. Oh. So because of that kasha, he says, I think the Rashi is right. Comes along the Ran and says, I will say something to save the Rama. Get it down, Natan. And that is the following. It might very well be that the halacha moshav Sinai by orla, that matter suffix orla, is needed for a special reason. Because it matters in three different cases. Even if it's a yachid against the rabbi, maybe the special din tells me I will still follow Suffolk Orla. A yachid against the rabbi, number one. Number two, kol ha-mekel b'aretz, halacha kamoso b'chutz l'aretz. I will be mekel, even if he is a yachid. Yes? Number three, I'm allowed to even create a suffix. I'm allowed to even create a suffix. So even if it's Karav Levadai, he says, even if it's Karav Levadai, that it's Usser. If you take a look at this one line, let's look at the first four lines, Garcinan. Go ahead, Usher, read that quickly. Yeah. Garcinan
B'Gemara.
Garcinan
B'Gemara. Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yochanan, Orla B'Chutzal, that's Halacha L'Moshvisa.
Amalei.
Amalei the Rezer the Rasi. The Hatanya Safekor the Baris Israel Aser Basuria Mutar.
Klomar.
Klomar, Ivara the Hutar, Talachi, Pechi, Mizalzan, the Sveka.
Yeah, if it's Allah Moshe Messina, then why are people Mizalzan on the Safek? They create their own Sveik? It's a joke. Go ahead. He was quiet for 1 hour. Oh, that's part of Lachmash Mishina. Go ahead. V'yei shalom du mikan. Whose sheet is that? Rashman the Rivet. Get it down. There are those who learn from here. There it is. That's why you need a Lachmash Mishina. Go ahead. Taha. Because we need the Allah Mashinah to matter Sveika. Go ahead. Now he's going to save the Rambam with this line. The Imeha, lo iriyah. If it's from that, you don't have to mention it. Go ahead. The Hacha. Le Mishre. Afapi. Kedai. The Makom Acher. Any other place, we wouldn't be worried about it. But the slightest suffix you have, Allah Moshe Messinai by Orla makes it mutter. That's why you need it. Even according to the Rambam, who says generally suffix derives from Rasul, that's if it's a legitimate suffix. 50-50. But even if it's like 90 to 10 when it comes to suffix Orla, it's mutter. That's what the Allah Moshe Messinai brings to the table. Go ahead. Normally, every other place, we wouldn't be kedai to be maker. Go ahead. The Mishum Achi Amrinin. I'm reading the brachas, daf lamed vav ara gemara. Go ahead. The filu. The kol what? Sharia. Any type of suffix is mutter. The filu what? Even kar levada. The filu what? Even the drum up a suffix nami what?
Nami
shari is mutter with a shin. The ilu what? Any other issur we would not allow this vadai over what?
Over Rishum.
We would never let you do that. Bless you. We would never let you do that by any other issur. So what are the three examples that he says? Number one, what? What does he say? The slightest suffix in the world. Karav Levadai, number one. Number two, Yachid Bimkom what? Yachid Bimkom Rabin. As long as you say Kolameka Baratz Allah Kamusrats. Number three, you're able to drum up your own suffix. That's what the Allah Moshe Messina brings to the table. That's what it brings to the table for you to be makel. Okay? That is the halacha. Now that is the halacha that comes up. That's how you answer the kasha of what? Of the. That's how the Ran answers the kasha. That there's a special kula here. That even the karav levadai, slightest suffix, even if you're a yachin against the rabbin, you can say kol mekel arutz korzos. And you can even drum up your own suffix and you're not overly favored. You got that? That's even if you're on Yach, which normally we say no way to be pascal, that's enough to cause a suffix, and we say it's mutter. This is what the Ran answers. Yes, Sam.
Would the Rashi also say that by very small suffix, by Orla, that it would be mutter? Or he would say no, only
applies. I would say he would say no, because all the Rashi says this is needed is because of why. Normally, suffix derives from Rashi is usher. If it's a legitimate suffix, it's mutter, but not something that's crazy. Excellent kasha. Get it down in your notes. The Rambam's got to stand on his head and say, "What is this Allah Moshe Messina doing for me?" That's what it's doing for me. Yes, Gavriel.
Rabbi, explain one more time why. And he's just like, but why? Because of Yachid. Why is Allah Moshe Messina not good enough for Yachid?
It is. Halacha Moshe Messina of the Orla tells me you can even hold like the Yachid against the Rabbin. That's how the Rabbin was. That's what the Halacha Moshe Messina brings to the table. What does it bring to the table? Normally a Suffolk rice anyways mutter. Anywhere Esser in the Torah, right? What it brings to the table is that even if it's Karav Levadai, even if it's the smallest doubt in the world, even if it's a Yachid against the Rabbin, even if I want to drum up my own Suffolk, and normally by other Esser I'd be overly favored by giving him the guy stuff. No. Any slight Suffolk is mutter. And as Sam just said, the Rashman would not buy that. The Rashman would say only a legitimate suffix would make it mutter. Because generally, I hold something derisive and derisive and chumra is us. You got it? Get it down. Yes, Akiva.
For example,
explain the first reading again?
The first thing we learned from this, like, even if it's Karav Levada, it's a 1% chance it's Mutter, that's still enough it's good. It's enough to call it a Sakhi to make it's Mutter.
This is just by Orla.
Just by Orla. That is part of the prescription of Orla Kutzvars. That Suffolk Orla Kutzvars is Mutter, and it answers this Kasha. Okay, you got that? Now, this leads us to the following. I don't know if you say it, but you should say it, you know, you should say Karbonis in the morning. It's Akim Diraisa. The Talmud, the Ketarius, you say Zomakomun. One of the six, I believe it's six, one of the six Ashamos of guilt offerings that we say is called an Asham Talui. What is an Asham Talui? An Asham that's hanging. I ate a piece of meat, I don't know if it's ham or OU. What's the din? You got to bring a korban. Asham Talui.
Right, is that the same thing as let's say there's like three kosher burgers?
No, that's different. I have a piece of meat on the desk, OU or ham. What's the din? I ate it. I have to bring an Asham Talui. Who is that a riot for? That thief of korban. It's a Pasim Kulish. Who is that a riot for? The Rambam or who?
Rashba.
Which one?
Rashba.
According to Rambam, how does he buy the Pasim Kulish? You hear that, Kasha? It's a bomb Kasha. It is. The Ron asks it in the next line. You see that, Usher? You see where he says it? Usham totally. You see that? You see where you were reading? He says what? The next line. Vim Tomar. Usham totally lama. You see that line there? Usham totally lama. Usher, you see that? Look at that. Skip. It's the very next line after that. The Usham totally lama. According to Rashi, it fits like a glove. Yes?
Yeah.
What do you say according to the Rambam? How would you be Masber Asham Talui? So I'll tell you, the Rambam himself answers that kasha. And the Rambam says, Ikba Yisura. What does Ikba Yisura mean? The only time you're Chayav and Asham Talui is when you have two hamburgers and you know one of them is ham and you know one of them is OU. You just don't know which is which. That's when you eat one of the two, the Rambam says you bring an Asham Talui. But if it's one and you don't know what, the Rambam would say, something your eyes and rice and lakula, you'd have to bring a thing. Ikba means it's established, there's an Isser Sam. You just don't know which one. You got that? You got it, Gabriel? Get it down. Asham Talui is in a case, according to the Rambam, where you know one of the two hamburgers is ham. That's when you bring an Asham Talui. But if it's one hamburger, you don't know if it's us or not, according to the Rambam, you don't have to do a thing. Because something derives him, derives him the cool. There's two hamburgers, and one of the two you know for sure is ham. You don't just know which is the OU one, which is the ham one. That's when you bring an Asham Talui. But if it's... No, you don't eat both. You eat one of the two. You ate both, you know for sure you're Mechayav HaChatas. No, it's okay. There's no bad in learning. The worst question is the one you don't ask. You follow me? Lo Abayshin Lovin. You got that? But according to the Rashba, if I ask you, what is the case for Chayav and Asham Talui according to the Rambam and according to the Rashba? What's the answer? According to the Rambam, what is it? One of two. Ikbisu, two hamburgers and one of them is ham. You ate one of the two, you don't know which one you ate. Yes? If there's only one hamburger according to the Rambam, do you Chayav and Asham Talui?
No.
According to the Rashba, when do you Chayav and Asham Talui? Even what?
One.
Even in the case of one. Okay? According to Ram, Suffolk D'Rice has been D'Rice L'Kula. You've done nothing wrong. That's the difference. That is the difference.
By two hamburgers, that also Suffolk D'Rice?
Two hamburgers, I know one of them is for sure also. That's when the Ramam says it's an exception to his rule of Suffolk D'Rice and D'Rice L'Kula. When I know for sure there was this or there. If I don't know for sure that something is usher, then I can always rely on the Ram's general shita. That something in rice is rice in the cool. You got that? Okay. Now let's close with the following. Okay? Let's close with the following. Okay? Or you want me to say it tomorrow and then before we start Chazara? Okay? Well, because we didn't finish. There's a few other chidushim we got to do. Okay? All right, we'll say it tomorrow in the beginning of Shir before Chazara. But tomorrow, what I want everyone to do, please be on time. I don't know where Yecheskel is. We got to keep motivated, okay? There's a lot, few more things we got to do. I want you to chazer from the bottom of Shemin, right here, and Lamed Hey Beis to Lamed Vav Raf, a whole oven, okay? We got a big Seder tomorrow, so you got to do it, okay? Since we're doing Mincha at 1, yes? I'm sorry, Tillim at 1 and Mincha 1:10. Let's have Shir after the what? Let's have Shir.